Thank you for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Rabbi Phil Keresh filling in for my dear friend Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began nearly 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause to our day and as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael, the Jewish people. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 27th day of the month of Shvat. Additionally, please daven for a young girl in the Boca community who is 6 years old and is in desperate need of our collective tefillos. Please have in mind Yael Shoshana Bas Chana Friedel when we recite our chapters of Tehillim today, as well as in your personal tefillos. Again, her name is Yael Shoshana Bas Chana Friedel. Collectively, with a broken heart, we continue to gather here on this call under the most difficult of circumstances. For the Jewish people, there is nothing that gives expression to a broken heart and our tefillos like the collective recitation of Tehillim. As the Kutzker Rebbe once said, there's nothing more complete than a broken heart. So we gather together today for a few moments to hear some words of Chizuk, to recite Tehillim together for our brothers and sisters in Israel. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Ari Mirzoff of Kat Hillel Day School in Boca Raton, Florida. He will share Dibrei Chizuk, which will be followed by Rabbi Mirzoff, slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim. That's chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142, Prakim Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beit. It will be followed by Achenu, the Mishaberach for Tzahal, the special prayer for our brave soldiers and their families, the Mishaberach for Shivuyim, for those who are tragically held captive, and we will conclude with the Mishaberach for Cholim, for those who are injured and who are suffering. If you'd like to receive the daily Tehillim Call reminder email, you can subscribe at ou.org/Tehillim Call. That's ou.org/Tehillim Call. Bechavod, with great honor, I'm happy to introduce Rabbi Mirzoff.
Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Kara. Shalom Aleichem to everyone throughout the world. What a schus, a pleasure and a privilege to be able to share some Divrei Torah. And I guess it's just to be able to know that their Jews are gathering every single day to daven, to learn, and to pray together. You know, this Shabbos is very special because not only is it Shabbos Parshas Mishpatim, but it's also Rosh Chodesh Adar. I recently just got back from Eretz Yisrael from a trip that I can't even describe. But maybe we'll try to connect all three, Parshas Mishpatim, Rosh Chodesh Adar, and a little bit of what I felt in Eretz Yisrael. The pasuk says, the verse says in the end of the first section of our Torah reading in this week's Parsha, Rak Shifto Yiten V'Rapo Yirapeh. The simple explanation is that a person who is ill has the ability to be able to go find and go seek help. And the Gemara, the Talmud says in the Gemara, Vakamo, Daf Pehe, Amen Alav, it's also brought down in the Gemara Brachos, we just did in the Daf. And why does it, and Rashi quotes it over here, why does it say this double wording of Verapo Yirape? It's just say Verapo. What's Verapo Yirape? Says the Gemara, the Chazal Rabbi Sichuk, Mikan, Shenison, Rishus, Urofi, Rafos. From here we have an ability, we have permission. A Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us permission for a doctor to heal. It says the great rabbi, the Chos of Oblinsk, Chus Yogan Aleinu, an incredible insight. Sometimes you have very hard situations. Sometimes you have cruel doctors. And they feel like they're the ones in charge. Feel like they're the ones in charge. Says the Chos, no, look at Rashi, what Rashi says. Mikan Shenitzen Rishus L'Rofi L'Rafos. Lil Mo Derak Al-Dover Zeh L'Chud Nitzen Rishus L'Rofi. They only have this to be able to talk on. Sheyachol l'rachos tzacholim, that they can be able to bring hope and healing, and they can bring a positive outlook. Aval im bal yash tzacholim v'lo malo she'im truv l'machaloso, he now zel lo nilo loshes. V'ein l'harof ha'masmachos lomad v'am ke'ila rak l'rachos. Says the Chose, look at Rashi says. Rashi says, and our rabbis teach us, that doctors have only permission to heal. But if a situation looks so dire, and so desperate, and so totally not victorious, or you're not, and things are not going to be able to change, that our doctors do not have the ability to be able to say anything. And I think that's a tremendous lesson. The Chosef is teaching us that there's no such thing in our lives as Yeyesh. There's no such thing as giving up. Rabbi Nachman of Breslov teaches us, Ein Shum Yeyesh Ba'am Tzav. There's no such thing as giving up. Yes, October 7th happened. And yes, every single day we're broken. Every time Chas Hashem, we see these terrible things. We see these hard things. But at the end of the day, we know that there's a story happening. So how do we connect it to Rosh Chodesh Adar? We know Rav Matzah Sel Salman, the Mashkiach of Lakewood, he said when reading the news, you have to read it with the Megillah Dika eyes. And reading the news, you have to read it with the Megillah Dika eyes. We're going through a Megillah Esther. Every single one of us. We're going through a Megillah. But we don't see every Kodesh Baruch Hu in every situation. But we know that he's there. We know there's someone controlling everything behind the scenes. That's what I felt in Eretz Yisrael. When you're outside of Eretz Yisrael, you're looking at the news, but you're not in it. When you're in Eretz Yisrael, you see, yes, there's a lot of grief, and there's a lot of brokenness, but there's a different spirit. There's a spirit that's alive. There's an energy. There's a passion that every block that you go, there's a fire that's going on. And I'll just end off with this. We had the schus to go visit soldiers in Soroka Hospital, the closest hospital to Gaza. And in the hospital, we went to different cholim, and it was a tremendous schus, a tremendous privilege. We met one, we were going from soldier to soldier, from room to room, and there was a mother in the ICU who heard that there was 10 guys, we had a menu, there were 10 men, and she begged us to come. Her son was in the ICU. And not only was her son in the ICU, her son was in the ICU for 4 weeks. He has not woken up. For 1 month, he didn't wake up. And we put the cover on. We had to put all the overalls on. We had to put a mask on for any germs. And she wanted us to daven. Just come for 6-7 minutes to daven by her son. And the whole time we were feeling like, when should we open our eyes? Because we know we are right now, we're going to open his eyes. And we daven, we sing Esa'inai, and sing other songs, and sing other pirkei tehillim. It was so magical. And nothing happened. We wish him a full shleimut. We took the zim down. It was on Yonatan Chaim Ben Chemda. 1 week goes by, and then the second week came by. And then I got a phone call from my Rebbe, Rabbi Ari Cohen from DRS. Rabbi Cohen was crying like a baby. He said, Ari, you'll never believe it. For 6 weeks, Yonatan Chaim Ben Chemda was in a coma. And we just got word that he just woke up. He just opened his eyes. The doctors can't explain it. The nurses can't explain it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears our tefillah and hears everyone's tefillah. So I think it's a tremendous lesson for us. And even though maybe we don't see HaKadosh Hashem in every detail, in every news story, and everything, we know, that, like the Chosda tells us, we don't give up hope. A doctor's not allowed to give up hope on this patient. A doctor's only can heal. And we know this is Rosh Chodesh Adar, so we have to live with the Parsha. We have to live with the time of Purim as well. To live with the lesson of Purim, even when things look so damaging and so broken, you know that Hashem is behind the scenes. Rav Matzah Tzial said, reading the news, you got to read it with Purim the guys, with the Megillah the guys, and to know even when things look horrible and so terrorizing, you know that Hashem is right there holding our hands, one step at a time. Hashem should be zocher to give refuahs and yeshuas to all the soldiers, to all the chayalim, to all the hostages, all their families, to hold on tight. As hard as it's been, we have no idea. We daven for them to hold on tight. The schus of the tzaddikim, the schus of the chosen, the Nachman, who preached that the entire life, to never give up, to hold up, hold on tight. We hope to see them very soon in Yishlam Yakodesh Be'ez Hashem. Now we're going to recite the Tehillim Chaf, chapter 20. Natev Mizmor LeDavid Yanecha Adonai B'yom Tzara Yisegef Hashem Elohei Yaakov Yishlach Eshecha Mikodesh Mitzion Yisadeka Yizkor Kol Minchosecha Ve'olat Seida Ashneselo Yitem lechol chibabacho v'chol atzatzo yimalei. Nirana na bishu atzako v'shem aleinu nidgol. Yimalei adoinai. Kol mishal atzako. Ta yadat ki yoshia adoinai mishicho. Yaneo mishne kacho v'gruot yesha yimino. Eile v'arecha v'eile v'atzutim. Anach v'shem aleinu aleinu naskir. Yemakar ben afalo v'anach v'kamenu v'nishodar. Adoinai hoshia ha-melech yaneinu v'yom kareinu. Chapter 23, Parak of Gimel. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Roei Lo Lechzar, Inoideh Sheyabitzeni Yamei Menuchos Yinahaleini, Nafshi Yishov Eviyan Chere B'Magli Tzadog Yaman Shemo, Gam Kiyevech B'Gei Tzama Vaslo Yirak Yatoi Madi, Shiftecha M'Sham Tevar Heimai Nechamoni, Tarach Lefonai Shilcha Neged Torai, Yishan Tevashem En Roshi Kosir Vaya, Ach, Chapter 121, Chapter 130, Chapter 142, Amen. Holy soldiers. And Omar, Amen. Shberach for our holy brothers and sisters who are hostages. Mishberach Havasina Abraham Yitzchak Yaakov Yosef Moshe Aaron David Shlomo Hu Yivarech VeYishmor VeYinsor Achenu Beis Yisrael Hashvuyim Ba'avur Shanu Mispalim Ba'avuram Kadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachem Amaleim Yishmereim Mikol Tzora Betzuko Mikonego Machlo Yishtach Bracha Ve'Atzlocha B'Chol Maaseh Yedeim Yotiyem Michoshech V'Tamavet Yishiveim Mehera Lechek Mishpachoseim and Nomar, Amen. Finally, we will say the Mishaberach for the Cholim. Mishaberach Abbasinu, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe Aaron Dov Shlomo Yivarape et Cholim et Cholos.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Mirza, for all of us here at the Daily Tehillim call. Please join us again for our next scheduled call, which will be tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer, together, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. Wishing you all a beautiful day.